Hi guys and welcome. I'm Richard from Veg Grow Podcast and this is episode 67. It's the 6th of June 2016 and I'm titling this episode three plants that I feel should be in every vegetable garden. So yeah, coming up today, I'm going to give you a few updates and then I'm going to follow that with just three plants that I feel should be in every vegetable garden. I thought I had that idea and I knew straight away what one of them was going to be. I thought at one point I might have to move it onto five because there was so much choice, but then I decided I'm going to keep it to the three. So, and I'll give my reasons why as I go through these. But firstly, start with the updates. And I'm actually going to start with updates at home because I've been doing a lot more at home this last week. Now, in the greenhouse, basically, I'd lost all the pumpkins, all the melons and the cucumbers. So I decided to buy some a melon plant and a cucumber plant and an aubergine plant during the week, and I left those in the pot in the greenhouse, and I actually planted all three of those into the border yesterday. But today, when I've gone out there, the melon and the cucumber basically they've done the same thing. They've died, and it's like they're rotting at the base. So I've done a bit of research and trying to find out why this is happening, and it looks like it's something to do with the watering. The stems hate being wet, so I've obviously got a bit too much water on the stem. There's no ventilation to dry it off, so it's just rotted. So yeah, that was a bit of a learning curve for me. What I should have done, now I'm thinking about it, is got some bottle feeders and pushed those into the soil around it and just watered into those. So that is what I will do. If I buy any more plants, I'll do that. Or I've got some cucumber seeds I've sown, actually. But we'll see how that goes. So as I aforementioned, I've sown some cucumber seeds. When did I sow those? It was towards the back end of last week, may have been Saturday, I can't remember exactly. But in the potting shed, I went in there and I sowed some broccoli, some lettuce leaves, just as a cut and come again pot, or two pots I've done of those actually. Some cabbages, some kale, some pumpkins, cucumbers, yeah, and that's about it that I can think of at the moment. These are mostly because just while there was chance just to sow them, I thought I'd make the most out of it and get them sown ready to go just to use them up, and I need some of these plants, so I've sown those. When I've checked on them today before recording this show, the broccoli is germinated, and that is a variety called Rab 60, so they'll be ready in about 60 days. And some of the salad leaves are starting to just germinate, just. So I'll give that a few more days and we'll go from there. Also in the greenhouse, I planted one of each variety of sweet potato and some chili and pepper seeds and plants just to get those going. I've done a sweet potato in there and outside, one variety of each outside as well, and these are just to see if there's any difference between the two. My research says the sweet potato likes heat. I've still got about four more plants of each and they're going to go down the allotment this weekend. I've also planted outside now some okra. Again, these were the bigger ones that were grown in pots and they needed putting on. So I planted those in yesterday. They've already grown a lot in that time. So they obviously need a lot of space and what have you. The smaller ones that I put into a large container together, I've moved down the allotment. Now, they haven't got in the ground yet. They're still in a pot. I'll come on to that later, though. The cannellini beans that I hadn't done anything. I've just inspected those and they had all turned to mush, so they were no good. I'll give them a bit longer. They're outside now in the cold frame, but I'll give them a bit longer and see what happens. But I suspect nothing with those. Planted one of the sunflower plants again, just in front of the chicken run now. See how that goes. That just getting it in the soil, just glad to get things in the soil now. Now things are cracking on. Everything else that I planted in the soil last week, tomatoes and the courgettes are actually doing really well. They might need a bit of a water and a feed in. It's been a bit warm these last couple of days, so I will be doing that. But otherwise, yeah, they're looking really good. Things are looking really, really healthy and growing on really well. After that, it's just been a lot of weeding in the pots and things, just getting on top of that and giving the weeds to the chickens to eat. They're very happy with them. I've been letting the chickens out a bit more in front of the potting shed just to chop up and eat all the grass that grows there. And my little mowers I call them for that purpose. Okay, so let's go head down the allotment now. I went down there on Sunday, done a bit of weeding, not a huge amount, but I got to do a lot over this next week. I've built another bed, which is slightly different from my plan, but I had a space in between the main beds and where a row of fruit plants are going. I've decided there was enough room to put another bed, so I've made that bed up. I've just got to lay cardboard down and fill it with manure, and then that's where things like okra and dahlia is going to go, just so that'll be more of a permanent bed again. The bed 6 that was meant for brassicas, but because of garlic, I'll be picking the garlic up soon, so things are going to go into there. I've decided I'm just going to use that for a lot of the seedlings I have left over, so the tomatoes definitely, some courgettes perhaps, and winter squash, just to make space out of it more. The courgettes, the things are just, sweet potato are going to go in there as well. Things are just a bit late for many of the brassica that I was going to grow in there, and the garlic is going to come up soon, so the brassica is going to follow the garlic in order to get use of a bed, because, you know, by planting them now, they'll probably be ready, things like cabbages, possibly next year, winter, and that bed's next year is going to be for the carrots, so things are dragging on a bit. So that's now my plan now. So the brassicas then follow the garlic for this next year, so and so on and so on. I planted out some more peas that I've grown in pots. These are two varieties, Meteor and the Marrow. They're looking really healthy. Some of the pea plants that I had already growing down there, they've got some quite a few pea pods on them, so I picked 5 over the weekend. Wasn't a huge amount of peas in them, I will admit, but it's a start, and with peas, the more you pick, the more they grow, so yeah, try and pick them early, get more plants, get more flowers, get more, and so on and so on. I should have mentioned that actually when I was at home, been picking rhubarb as well, so harvests are now really, really starting to come in, so I'm really glad for that. So that's about it for the updates now. So I'm going to talk a bit about three plants that I feel should be in every vegetable garden. It was actually quite hard coming up with three because there's so many decent ones, plants that should be in every veg garden. So I had to really sort of think about, these are the three that I would say go. But I had to really decide that what I definitely had to grow and why. So the first one on my list is going to be, and you're probably not going to be surprised about this, is comfrey. I love comfrey. I grow it quite well. I done an episode where I talked about comfrey and using it as a fertilizer, which is one of the main things that it grows. I grow it for, but the flowers also attract bees. Unless you get a variety that doesn't do this, it does tend to spread and take up space. So it does need quite a bit of weeding when you don't want it. But a variety called Bocking 14 does tend to stay in its block. But of course, if it's growing where you don't want it, dig it up and pot it on and then take it somewhere else or give it away. It's very easy to propagate. Same as Bocking 14, is actually easy to propagate from root cuttings. But the amount of uses for it are endless. As I say, it'll produce for a good 20 years. Farmers used to feed it to livestock. It has medicinal purposes. It can be used to be known as I can't remember its correct name now. I made a note of it and I can't find it. But it used the bone set, because it healed bones quite easily and it heals cuts. I haven't tried it myself, but I've heard a lot of things about it. Edibility, that's a difficult one, because it is meant to be poisonous, but the amount of stuff you have to eat, but I would not recommend eating it. So that's comfrey, and you're probably not surprised it's on my list, but there you go. I could do a whole episode on comfrey, but that's neither here nor there. Next one on my list is a herb called rosemary, and this had to go on there for a simple reason, is that I use it so much in cooking, so I felt it should be on there. Rosemary is a woody perennial with fragrant evergreen needle-like leaves, white, pink, purple, blue flowers, and it's a Mediterranean plant, so it can tolerate droughts to a certain extent. It likes a lot of sun. And I love it with lamb. It grows really well, really easy. Just one plant, and you can take cuttings and propagate more. One plant will grow for years and years and years. It does tend to get a bit woody, but if you use it a lot, you're basically pruning it when you take cuttings, and that's all you need to do, really, to look after it, apart from watering and a bit of a mulch during the winter around the roots. So every garden I've had to have rosemary, and I've even taken cuttings and carried rosemary on with me. So yeah, that's why that one's there. Now my final one is a fruit called tabouri. And this is a bit of a wild card, I think, because you may have heard of tabouri if you're into your fruit and vegetable growing, but you won't see them in a shop. Now a tabouri is a cultivated shrub. It's a member of the raspberry family. In fact, it's a cross between a blackberry and a raspberry. Painted it in 1979 and named after the River Tay in Scotland. The fruit itself is sweeter and larger than the loganberry, which is another cross of a blackberry and redberry. And Tayberry produces these fruits. They're a bit like a raspberry, but they're sweeter, larger, softer. Very, very tasty. And the fruits can be eaten raw or cooked. The trouble with them, which is why you don't see them in shops, is they're not easy to pick by hand because they're very, very soft. Or even being picked by a machine. So they're not a commercially grown crop. But they are very tasty, which is, for me, the reason that they're not grown in a shop is a reason enough on its own to grow them, because how easy is it to go and buy some raspberries? But if you've got tayberries, just as good as raspberries, but they come from your garden and you can't buy them. Win-win. Now again, a tayberry, it's low in calories, high in fibre, so it's and full of antioxidants, just like other brambles. So for that reason, it's quite a healthy choice. It'll grow reasonably well in many soils. Same as comfrey, actually. I should have said comfrey grows in pretty much any soil you can throw it in. Tayberries also do reasonably well in many soils, but they produce the most berries in full sun and well-drained soil with plenty of organic matter grown in. The canes don't tend to need supporting, but it can help. Also, I find tayberries you can harvest them end of May, June, right through to about October, so you get a really long period of them. Again, also easy to propagate. You can take the canes from the cane, or you can layer the canes, or even root cuttings, I guess, would work. I've never done that, but yeah. Again, tell you all these, I'll try and find if they sell them on Amazon. I'll add a link on the notes for this page for all three of these plants if you can get hold of them. Highly, highly recommend all three of them personally, just for the sheer use of them. So with that, I'm going to wrap up for today. So thank you very much for listening. Please do go check the website, veggrowpodcast.co.uk. I'll be writing a report up on a couple of projects I've done over the next few weeks. And I've got a few other ideas on things that are going on. I've done a video the other day that's up on YouTube with a link, and you can find that again on the website. If you're not a member, please become a member on the website. It's free. Doesn't cost you a penny to become a member. That gives you access to the forums and this special member forums only. But also, as a member, because of it, it's almost like a Facebook, if you like. You can create your own forums, you can create your own groups, and your group can then post blogs posts as well. So if you're interested in that sort of thing and really want to get involved, then please do come along, and hopefully, and bring your friends along as well. So again, thank you for listening. I'm Richard from Veg Grow Podcast.